Middles. When I left Yorkshire, November was going strong. By the time I returned, it was in its dying days, about to tilt into December. December gives me headaches and diminishes my already small appetite. It makes me restless in my reading. It keeps me awake at night with its damp, chilly darkness. There is a clock inside me that starts to tick on the 1st of December, measuring the days, the hours, and the minutes, counting down to a certain day, the anniversary of the day my life was made and then unmade, my birthday. I do not like December. This year, the sense of foreboding was made worse by the weather. A heavy sky hovered repressively over the house, casting us into an eternal dim twilight. Murky greyness lurked in every corner, under every chair, in the folds of the curtains and the pleats of the upholstery. Miss Winter asked no questions about my absence, nor did she tell me anything about the progression of her illness. But even after so short an absence, her decline was clear to see. But despite her physical frailty, she seemed full of some force, some energy that overrode both illness and age and made her powerful. As soon as I presented myself in the room, almost before I had sat down and taken out my notebook, she began to speak, picking up the story where she had left off, as though it was brimful in her and could not be contained a moment longer.